This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Esiason is brought to you this week by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Also by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. And by Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Boomer is also brought to you by McFarlane Energy. Check out their home heating oil incentives at McFarlaneEnergy.com. And by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. And Boomer joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm sure everybody's a little bit happier this morning after the Red Sox and the Patriots' big wins.
Yeah, well, it's Marathon Monday, and it sounds like you and I are the only people working in this country on a holiday, what should be a holiday, Boomer.
You mean Wiggy and Courtney took off?
No, we are here.
Oh, they're there.
I mean,
Courtney,
I mean the collective we is what I mean.
Oh, I see. You mean our shows.
Yeah. Our shows. Yes.
Well,
yes,
I know. We're all working, but, you know, it's football season. I have to work on a Monday, especially, trying to talk both Jets and Giant fans off the ledge here.
Well, I don't. Wiggy needs to be talked off a little. He's kind of hanging half off the ledge, but at least it was a W yesterday for the Patriots.
You know what? Given all the problems that they had going into this game, so they had offensive line problems, they had defensive back problems, they have a rookie quarterback, they're going on the road, they're coming off of a highly emotional game against Tampa. I would say coming away with a win and Mac Jones' first comeback victory of his young career and still now completing 70% of his passes in 4 of his first 5 games, which has never been done by anybody. You know, there's a silver lining here, man. I don't care what anybody says. There's a future here, and they won. That's all that matters. And come on, man. You and I both know how hard it is to win an NFL game, especially away from home.
Yeah, I mean, Boomer, that's true. But, you know, I look at this from a Pats fans perspective, and, you know, is this a playoff team? And after yesterday's game, my takeaway is I don't know how confident I am when you go and you barely beat a team that's beaten up and they stink in the Texans. I mean, do you see this team as being a playoff team, or is this, like you said, something that we have to wait for in the future?
Well, I said earlier this year I thought that they were a playoff team, and I thought that Mac Jones would have enough to be able to get him there because I thought the support system around him would be good enough, the coaching staff, the players. And, you know, with the injuries that took place leading into the game, you know, 4 out of their 5 starting offensive linemen lost a secondary that's in shambles right now. And every team is going through some sort of this in different areas. I mean, the New York Giants are completely – I mean, they've lost two starting wide receivers, a starting running back, a starting quarterback, 2 offensive linemen. I mean, so every team is a mess in some shape or form. The question is, can you survive this war of attrition that's going to be a 17-game season? So I still think, and a win is a win, man. I don't care what anybody says. And I know it was Davis Mills, and I know he was one of the, you know, 5 rookie quarterbacks or 6 rookie quarterbacks that started yesterday. And he had a decent game. He had really good numbers, and he bounced back from his disaster in Buffalo. But still, nonetheless, you get on that plane, you get home, and you won a football game, and that's all that matters. And there are so many reasons why that was such a good thing yesterday, especially with all of those problems that they've had. And, again, a rookie quarterback consistently showing up every single week, giving his team a chance to win.
When it comes to Mills, he only appeared in 14 games in college, 14 games since high school.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, here's a guy that nobody really thought that much of. They drafted him, of course, and I don't know if they drafted him because of the Deshaun Watson fiasco or why they drafted him, but I'll tell you one thing. He looks poised. I don't know if he's got a long-term future in this league in terms of a starter, but I do know that he's going to be around a long time because he has shown that he can play, and this is a team, the Houston Texans, that basically is in rebuilding mode, and he would not be playing if Deshaun Watson were playing or if Tyrod Taylor were not hurt. So he's making the most of his opportunity. I give him a lot of credit. This reminds me, and I'm not saying he's going to turn into him, but he's playing for the same reasons that Tom Brady was playing back in 2001.
Boomer, we've talked to you about this, and we've talked a lot on the show, but Jonathan Jones after the game yesterday said, you know, like, I can't wait for the day where we can tackle quarterbacks again. So we've talked about it off the field, but on the field, in the locker room, do you think that's a frustrating topic amongst players?
Amongst defensive players it is, and amongst fans it is. And yesterday over in London, the Atlanta Falcons were going on their first series, and Quinnen Williams, I think it was Quinnen Williams, or it might have been his brother, you know, hits Matt Ryan as he's throwing the football, and it seems and it looks like a completely clean hit. It's incomplete, and the Falcons would have had to punt. However, the flag comes out, and they're claiming that, you know, the Jet player, whichever Williams it was, actually slammed Matt to the ground. You know, Courtney, you probably don't remember these days, but I took about four of those a game, and there was never a flag thrown. So for those of us who did play, we understand, you know, why they're doing this and what defensive players tried to do to you when they got back there. So they are going to be hardcore in this, and they're going to continue to throw flags. And they don't want six rookie quarterbacks starting in the middle of an NFL season if they don't have to have that, because it really does affect the game. And even though Davis played great yesterday and Mac played great yesterday, there were other rookie quarterbacks around the league that really, really struggled and looked the part. So they're going to protect the quarterbacks. That's just the way it is. And the defensive players are going to have to get used to it, and so are the fans.
Boomer, are you surprised at how mediocre the Chiefs have looked this season?
No, their defense stinks. You know, I hate to put it on one guy. He's a good coach, and he's had a number of Super Bowl runs, including two with the Giants. But Steve Spagnuolo has orchestrated two of the worst defenses that we have ever seen in the history of this league. One was the New Orleans Saints. That was the year that Sean Payton was suspended for Bounty Gate. And then two was this year now with the Kansas City Chiefs. And when you spend money on one side of the ball like the Chiefs had for their offensive line, for their quarterback and their wide receivers, somewhere along the line, it's going to come back and bite you. And I think right now, their secondary is absolutely horrific, and they cannot get a pass rush. And so this is not something like, you know, even when Spagnuolo was with the Giants and they won the Super Bowls, they won those Super Bowls. You know, Eli came up with big plays for sure, but they had a great defensive line that were able to shut down opposing offenses through their runs through the playoffs. But once they got through those playoffs and would come back the next year, they were terrible. So I don't know if it's the coaching or the players, the salary cap, but they are certainly not the team that I would expect to see in the AFC Championship game.
Boomer, next week the Patriots will take on the Cowboys. Is this one of those games where I think we're looking for that statement win from this Patriots team? If they can beat the Cowboys, is that one of those games that they need to kind of get us back on this Patriots playoff tour?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it'll be a big win for them because the Cowboys right now are virtually unstoppable offensively. They are on a different planet than everybody. Well, there's probably about four or five teams that are up there offensively, and the Cowboys are right there at the top, and Dak is playing great, and this is going to be a team that can run it and throw it. So that creates a lot of problems for a New England defense. Now, we said the same thing about Tampa Bay when they came into New England, and look what Bill Belichick did. I mean, that was a 19-point output by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, you know, scored over 40 yesterday, and Tom Brady threw five touchdown passes, and he couldn't throw one against New England. Now, I think the weather helped a little bit, but it was also defensive scheme. Hopefully they'll be healthier again. This is probably going to be a pretty big spread, guys. I would think somewhere north of 7.5 points in favor of the Cowboys. That's how good the Cowboys have played this year. So, Wiggy, if they can win this one this week, then I think you can think that they are a playoff team. However, if they get blown out, I'm sure we'll be back talking about it again next week about how they're not a playoff team. So, yeah, this is a big moment for them.
I have to know from your perspective after yesterday, is Joe Burrow the toughest guy in the league?
He may be. They're all tough, though, Courtney. I mean, there were some just vicious hits that were thrown around yesterday. I know Joe had a contusion on his, I think, his trachea. So
yeah.
It's not easy. I mean, Justin Fields, if you if you can, I don't know if you do this or not, but if you can and you go back and watch the Raiders and the Bears, Justin Fields got his ass kicked. I mean, it's like there are guys coming at him every which way, and he didn't see half of them. So it's kind of funny watching the rookie quarterbacks play. You just don't want anybody getting hurt. But it's a part of the game now, you know, and these quarterbacks are getting, you know, tossed around pretty good week in and week out.
Justin Fields, that's Wiggy's guy.
That is my guy, yeah. But, you know, unfortunately, he plays for an organization that their coach doesn't know whether or not, what do they say, the ball is puffed or stuffed.
Oh, God. Well, they won two games with him.
Hey, have you ever seen an ending like the Bengals-Packers overtime kicking?
No, five missed field goals, extra points mix. We had 11 extra points mixed, I think, this all weekend. It started with the Rams kicker on Thursday night. I think there are 11 extra points missed. But between that game and the Chargers and the Browns game, that game was insane. I've never seen anything quite like what we saw yesterday. There are about three or four games that were worth the price of admission and then some, because the endings were amazing. I mean, amazing. And to watch Justin Herbert and Baker Mayfield go back and forth the way that they did. And the interesting thing in that game is Austin Eckler's trying not to score late in the game because they want the clock to run down. The Cleveland Brown defensive lineman actually picked him up and ran into the end zone with him to allow him to score. Then the Chargers tried a two-point conversion, and the defense tried to keep Austin Eckler out of the end zone on the next play. And he didn't get the two-point conversion, so there was only a five-point lead there for the Chargers. So we saw a lot of crazy things yesterday, and that's why the NFL is so entertaining.
Well, Boomer, this is a baseball town. I've been saying it for weeks. I've been all over these Sox since the get-go. But that being said, who this morning would you say is the best team in the AFC, and who's the best this morning? And who's the best in the NFC?
I would say the Bills right now are the most balanced AFC team. There is no question that their defense and their offense, and you saw Josh Allen in his full splendor last night, everything that he brings to that team. So I would say the Bills definitely on the AFC side of things. On the NFC side of things, you know, to me it's a toss-up probably between the Rams, the Cowboys, and the Packers right now.
All right, Boomer. Well, we'll have the opportunity to talk to you again about it next week. So have a great working day off. Enjoy it. And
you guys, too. Enjoy your Boston Marathon. And, you know, the other thing, too, remember, I just left the Arizona Cardinals 5-0 off that list. So there's your headline.
That's the headline. Yeah. All right, Boomer, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See you.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.